Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sydney, Frankie, and Mario with your 9 a.m. Zlines. In local news, crowds for the North Queensland national rugby team raised a record $1,000 for a fight motor neuron disease charity after South Sydney Rabbitohs Jai Arrow revealed MND diagnosis. Arrow's diagnosis has shocked the rugby league world after he announced early retirement due to the disease. As a tribute, North Queensland fans have raised $50,000 at Sunday's game to support his family and the broader MND cause. It's a tough time for Jai and his family, and everyone dug deep. Really proud of our town, our club, and our community, Cowboys coach Todd Payton said. Motor neuron disease is a neurological disorder that damages nerves and weakens muscles. It can impact how one could make movements like walking, swallowing. In Australia, two people get diagnosed with MND every day. In more local news, locals are concerned for Caroma's fishing industry after the recent closure of Australia's largest wild-caught prawn operation, Raptus. The company Raptus, which had operated in Caroma's waters, one of Queensland's last true fishing villages, had been under a lot of stress following economic loss, net-free zones, market slumps, and the Inamit zinc mine closures. The shock closures have resulted in 200 employees expected to lose their jobs across Queensland and South Australia, as well as 14 Raptus trawlers to be docked and remain dormant. Despite their recent hardships, locals say that they have faith that those tourists will still come in nearing future. So next time you have a free weekend or are passing by, be sure to visit Caroma to feast on some seafood and perhaps go have a pint at the infamous animal bar, the muse of the 2006 Red Hot Chili Peppers song under the same name.
In national news, Sexual Health Victoria is closing its Melbourne CBD facility despite rising STA rates. Victoria's largest non-for-profit sexual health and education centre, Sexual Health Victoria, is set to close its CBD clinic at the end of the month due to a lack of funding from the state government. The closure will result in thousands needing to travel over 15 kilometres away to access services such as STI screenings, oral contraception prescriptions, pregnancy tests, reproductive and sexual health vaccinations. Across Victoria, STIs such as syphilis, gonorrhea and chlamydia have remained at record high levels following a surge of cases over the 2010s. However, state funding failed to keep in pace with increasing demand and overhead costs. According to recent figures from the Australian Survey of Health and Relationships, only 16% of Australians aged 16 to 49 have been tested for an STI. Sexual Health Victoria spokesperson Sarah Crabrett says, quote, "Losing this service from Melbourne Centre will leave young people without access to essential, affordable support like contraception and abortion care," end quote. Also in national news, the head of Australia's spy agency, Mike Burgess, is due to give evidence at the Royal Commission on Anti-Semitism and Social Cohesion as it enters its second hearing block, which will focus on the Bondi terror attack. People with lived experience of anti-Semitism have previously told the inquiry they observed an increase in anti-Semitic events in the years before the shooting. The inquiry will resume in Sydney with focus on several points, including how intelligence about individuals known to authorities is utilised and shared to inform decisions made by security, intelligence and law enforcement agencies. The block is expected to finish by June 12, and some hearings are expected to be closed to the public due to ongoing criminal proceedings and matters of national security.
And in international news, everyone's favourite headline, Donald Trump, woohoo, has made waves once again by confirming he did not attend his son's wedding. Donald Trump Jr., son of the United States President and Ivana Zelnichkova, tied the knot with Palm Beach socialite Bettina Anderson in his second marriage since divorcing Vanessa Hayden in 2018. The president posted about the wedding on the free speech social media platform Truth Social, of which he is the majority owner. In his post, he congratulates his son and Bettina while citing his love for the United States of America as a core reason for his non-attendance. Regarding the Bahamas celebration, Trump would state that he has a thing called Iran and other things. There have been allusions to a bigger celebration occurring later this year in the White House, which, other than golf courses, is where the president is most likely to be found. Whether this will occur remains uncertain. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with scattered light showers. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. There is no fire danger rating, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.